welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from the year 2001 and before. Today, we're here with Angus.
Hello.
Gypsy.
Hello.
Lisa.
I don't know anything about Lex.
That's okay.
You may not want to, but you will.
Yeah. I have no catchphrase.
Alex.
Hello.
And Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin.
Use a catchphrase from another show, then.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Yeah.
It's
Arr, I'm Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today we're watching Lex. Yeah. So yes. I don't know much about Lex.
Yeah,
this is Alex's.
I picked this because in the previous few shows I picked for this podcast series have been good, so I'm intentionally picking a show that I hope you all hate to balance it out. So
thank you for taking one for the team.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We have Stanley Tweedle, the most pathetic and loathsome individual in the two universes. Zev, the escaped sex slave he's in love with. Kai, the undead assassin she's in love with. The disembodied robot head 780, who was programmed to treat Zev like a goddess. And they all live on a huge alien insect spaceship called the Lex, which has the power to destroy planets. And they travel around the universe looking for a place to call home. Or find sex. Either one. Usually sex.
I remember this.
This is a parody.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
Literally learning... I've seen the word Lex on, like, those charts that are, like, spaceship comparison charts.
Oh,
okay.
And I've seen the Lex on the thing as this giant ship, and I'm like, cool, I've got no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Looks like a giant fly.
It is.
Canadian-German science fiction series.
Yes.
Created by Lex Giroff.
Canadian-German. I didn't realize there was
and
a German
Paul and Canada.
No. Hang on, what? So the creator named the show
after himself.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how narcissistic. I love it.
Yeah.
1997. So the original series was 90 minutes long.
Yeah. So
and I remember one of those. I watched the first episode.
I'm very, very sorry. Yeah, the first episode.
Torture.
Yeah, the very first episode. You know the phrase, show, don't tell? This is the result of too much showing and not enough telling, because it shows you everything that makes sense, but it only makes sense retrospectively. So it shows you stuff, but it doesn't show you any sort of context at all.
Why they're doing what they're doing.
So, like, if you watch the series as a whole, you go, oh, that's because the insect essence is being passed from this character to this character, but they don't explain what's going on, so you just... What is this? What is happening?
Oh, so you're going to be explaining to us all?
No, I'm picking a better episode. This is a better episode.
This is your revenge for that Fringe episode where you had no idea what was going on, but you could still peg what was happening.
Not that badly, but yeah, basically, I'm also very glad I didn't pick the first episode of season two, because the first 5 minutes is exposition, and like, I'm glad I'm not picking that episode. But yeah, the first episode that you've watched is not good if you've not seen the rest of it, because it's not explaining anything of the huge, complicated plot lines that are going through the series.
No.
But no, I picked an episode which is better than that, because it actually explains most of it. There are a couple of bits where you need to know roughly what happened during the first movie, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So has anybody else at all watched Lex? I've seen one episode, and that was torture.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to
the torturous one as well, because the first season is very, very slow as well.
Never even heard of this. You said it's from the 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah,
you'd think
90s,
if it was 90s, I would have at least heard of it, though. Like,
it,
I was
it,
really
it,
into that stuff
it, it
in the 90s.
It didn't even air in Australia, I don't think.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Something even that Babylon 5 spin-off, I remember watching the intro
Crusades.
To that. What was it? Crusades, yeah.
Yeah.
And but this I've never
heard of. No, that's
the
thing. That's like, it's got a small, dedicated fan base, but it's... Especially because it didn't air mainstream stuff. It aired on Sci-Fi in the US, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it wasn't mainstream at all.
And I think, well, it's Canadian-German show.
Yeah. Mm.
See, these days there's lots of
Canadian
shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, because they film everything over in Vancouver anyway. So I think now it's like, you know, they'll actually have shows that are set in Vancouver and just go, right, be done with it. This show's Canadian. It's set in Canada. Back then, I don't think they really... It was like we only wanted US or UK. We never wanted anything from anywhere else. So.
Yeah. And if so, it's very exploitative, I'll say, diplomatically. And so it's very odd compared to the rest of sci-fi at the time, because... Because it was so cynical and fatalistic and nihilistic and very, very horny, actually.
I was about to say, I just looked up Lex because I kind of zoned out for a moment. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
But I'm looking at the plot and realizing, yeah, it's probably very sexually charged.
Yes, yes, it is. It's depressing how often because they're horny is a plot motivator of characters.
Which, I mean, is quite realistic, generally.
Yeah.
People, humans only do things because they're horny. Look at music, poetry, art.
Chicks will dig me if I do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So is that why it's Lex with two X's? Because it's just a little bit X-rated.
Yeah. It's, so it's not triple X.
Yeah. It's not triple X-rated. Yeah, it's just like, two X's. Like,
yeah, because I went through the series again because I originally only watched the first two series and I watched the third one, which is a bit more cerebral, technically more cerebral. It said on...
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the guest characters.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of...
Tim Curry.
Yes.
Yes, are we watching a Tim Curry?
No.
Oh!
No. Sorry.
God damn it.
Alex, that's a missed opportunity.
No, it's because it's an hour and a half long episode.
Rutger Hauer.
Oh, yes.
Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, yes. Yes. Malcolm McDowell's so, awesome. You know,
there's got, a few, yeah.
They've actually got some...
I recognise the name Tim.
Tim Curry, you know Tim Curry. He's Tim in the video game. Yeah.
He's
from a video game.
Yeah, Command and Conquer.
Oh yes,
yeah. He's actually in the video game.
Yeah, I'm going to escape to the only place where which hasn't been affected by capitalism.
Space.
yeah.
Okay,
I think it's so iconic. Yes. Where do you know Tim Curry from?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Where do I actually know him from originally? I don't remember where I originally saw him for the very first time.
As Dr. Frankenstein.
I remember him from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was the first place I saw him.
I'm Alone 2. Mine's Clue.
I think mine might have been Treasure Island.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, he's not in this episode.
I don't know if
so.
I saw any of his movies. I saw like
Mighty Thornberrys or whatever it's called.
Oh,
Wild Thornberrys.
Is he in Wild Thornberrys?
Yeah, he plays Nigel Thornberry.
Bull. Yes.
No.
Yes. 100%.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's where I know him from.
So, Alex, were there any of these actors that went on to do anything afterwards?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think because it's made in Canada with a lot of actors from there, and so I think a lot of them... There's actually a couple of German actors as well. Like, the main villain for season two... I'm going to explain this because he appears briefly at the end, and out of context, it doesn't make any sense. But the villain of the series is a German actor who has taken second language, and so their accent is bad, and they are full of ham, and it's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Every single one of these I'm looking up is best known for the sci-fi series Lex.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Like, I wouldn't be able to pick any of the actors from a lineup.
Best known for Lex.
Yeah.
Only known for Lex.
Only known for Lex, yeah, because it's obscure and most of the actors didn't do much else after.
Because Lex ruined their career.
Like a living plant.
Hang on, you listed off all those guest characters and you didn't include Barry Bostwick.
Oh, yes.
Barry Bostwick. Right?
Yeah, he appears in the first episode, Rebel Leader.
He's from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course, he's the actor guy in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Brad.
Yeah.
He's Brad, right.
Brad, Janet. Rocky. Sorry.
I thought his name was Tim.
Okay, I take it all back. The supreme bio-vizier of the Divine Order, Mantrid, is now best known for his lead role in The Human Centipede.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh!
Yes. he plays the villain for the series, and he is ham and bad English. So, yes.
Jesus.
These are renowned people. Okay. With Nail and I, Ralph Brown.
I've never seen With Nail and I.
It's
supposed to be really good. It's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, Ralph Brown, English actor, writer, known for playing Danny the drug dealer.
Never heard of it.
It's supposed to be really good, but I haven't
seen
it.
Your life's probably better for not heard of it.
Richard E. Grant
and he played the pilot.
Oh, the
McGann.
Yeah, one of the doctors.
He played the pilot Rick Olay in Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Everyone was in.
Yeah,
I was going to say
everyone's been a pilot in Star Wars.
A military commander on fire.
No.
That challenged the prince for power. Apparently.
Okay.
Should we watch it?
Star Wars.
Yes, let's get it.
Okay, so the episode I've
been... Let's go ahead and watch this.
Yeah, okay.
Did you get your answer about who he was in Star Wars?
No, it was probably just something.
Yeah.
Rick Alley or something, a pilot.
Okay.
No, the name means nothing to me. I would have needed to see an image.
Okay.
Watching the episode Stan's Trial from season two, which I think is one of the better ones, but we'll find out how well you all like the episode, and if it turns out you hate it, then...
So this
we'll...
is the best.
Not the best, but it's more... Because the issue is
careful
that
how you answer. I've been there before.
Because partially it's because a lot of the episodes are tied to the main villain of the series, Mantrid, taking over the universe. Because what he does is he sends out little drones, which are basically arms that can do stuff. And so at the end of some episodes, you'll find them come to the planet, take over the planet, turn it into more Mantrid drones, and fly off. And They defeat him in the most stupid way possible, but that's spoilers.
So the best episodes aren't necessarily the most understandable?
It's the best episodes. I feel as though it's the plot lines are less ridiculous because some of them end up, say, one of them is technically a parody of Wizard of Oz. One of them is a slasher film, and it starts off with kids who want to go to a concert or whatever, steal their dad's spaceship, go into hibernation, and only get out after 200 years. Right. And this is a bit silly. Yeah, I just picked this episode because I think the plot line actually is better than most of the other episodes, and it doesn't have to deal with dozens of pieces of exposition to explain what's going on. Yep. I hope. Mm-hmm.
So just a lesson for Jeanette and Justin, the best episode of a series isn't necessarily the best to pick.
Just
for next time. Take note.
I was tempted to go for the first episode, but it starts off with 5 minutes worth of exposition to explain what happened in the TV movies, and it still doesn't explain everything, and it ends on a bit of a cliffhanger, and I didn't want to end... It's a bit gross and stuff. So I wanted to pick this one and see how you feel about... Because this episode is gross, but in a different way.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah, well, Excellent. Let's watch the episode and see how you feel about it, just because...
Okay.
Okay.
On with Lex.
Well, that was truly awful.
Oh my god, that was the worst. Bloody hell.
The room, I think. This was deliberately being bad. The room was...
The room... Well, the room is marketed. The reason why people watch it is because it's really bad. I mean, we know that, what's his name, didn't plan for it to be bad. But even the people making that knew how bad it was.
Well, part of it is the fact that Kai's supposed to be emotionless because he's dead.
I gathered that, yeah. I started referring to him in my head as emo Dave Grohl, he was just like...
Yeah, he did,
It was probably a bit more goth, I don't know.
His catchphrase is, the dead do not, insert over here. The dead do not feel emotions, the dead do not have decisions, the dead do not poo, apparently one time. It made sense. Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
It was terrible.
That was awful.
Good pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the point where someone just walked past the screen and apologised and tried to duck out the way halfway through, and we went, no, please. Stand in front of the screen. Yeah.
Why was it awful?
The acting was horrendous.
The
storyline was awful.
Yeah, the writing was terrible. Yeah. Just the writing of dialogue as well was just like...
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because that's the thing, the OSO I was going to pick was basically going to be the first 5 minutes is exposition, kind of the exposition in the trial scene. And I thought, no, do this one instead.
It felt like they were reading the script for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Mm. The way they were acting, they were just saying everything, and it's like they didn't know how to act for the next line that was coming. They didn't know how to actually.
Well, a lot of them were looked like they were German actors, so maybe they were just reading it phonetically and didn't actually know what they were saying. Yeah. Oh, man. Bingo, bango, yum, yum time. Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to know what was wrong with the person who wrote this, because clearly there's something going on there.
Named it after himself.
Yeah. Everything about it was just... Oh.
Okay, now here's the question. How sexy exploitative do you think the show is?
Oh, God, it was just... Oh, my God, it was so bad.
All the imagery. The lines.
Both of the ships shown were, provocative.
Penises or lady parts or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You notice that all of the ships, that when the shuttles were, entering through...
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's just cringy.
Christ.
So Angus, what food
is this? Oh, God.
Okay, give you some help. In the ship, everything is supplied by the ship, and so their food is basically reconstituted whatever from... And it looks like... Looks like slop.
It looks like something a fly's vomited.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we rate this.
Yes.
Probably,
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Some magazine.
Yeah.
I cannot even.
Just... No, so, it was...
You know, interestingly, the whole thing had this feel to it as if it was a bad soap opera. Then they had this melodramatic music over all their lines. Then they're all trying to be melodramatic.
It felt like an old, like, DOS box adventure game. Like, old school Elder Scrolls Daggerfall. Like, something like that. Just the music was just straight out of one of those games.
You know what it was? Yeah. I worked it out halfway through, and maybe this is probably a bit more telling about myself, but it actually feels like one of those porn parodies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like someone's made like a Star Trek or a Babylon 5 and they've made the porn parody of it. This was what the porn parody would be.
And in the extra episodes which turn out to be porn, like in the next season it's set on twin planets. One is basically paradise, the other is basically hell. And on one of the episodes they basically go to the city where everybody shags all the time. Yeah,
hence my case.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious and I loved it and I would actually watch it.
You were watching it. You were doing your thing the whole time.
I was listening. It was good.
You were not engaged.
The other thing was they clearly had the idea of, oh, let's do the courtroom scene. We'll do the courtroom scene. That's the plot of this episode. And then afterwards went, we need to add sexy elements to it.
Yeah.
So the entire pleasure ship thing was clearly something they thought of afterwards when they're like, how can we get the characters there?
Yeah.
And the writer must have serious
problems. We want a courtroom drama, like, but make it sexy.
Let's have it in the middle of a pleasure ship. They didn't bring in another ship to have the court. Everything happened with, like, statues in the background of a female form with the legs spread and then doing spaghetti and stuff.
But then the funny thing is that what... the courtroom people, sorry, the legal people, have come from another ship. Why didn't they just take him onto that ship, which would have had a courtroom
It would have been more expensive for the set designers.
And they preferred that set.
Yeah, clearly.
The writer showrunner clearly did, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yikes. And look, I've made some bad choices, I will say. Yeah. And, you know, I get it. But I'm not reflecting badly on you.
I knew it's a thing. Like,
my God, that was so bad.
Yeah. Your shows have enough in them to warrant actually liking them and appreciating them to a degree. There were elements in, like, what was the god awful one that we watched?
Quantum Leap.
Yeah. That was awful.
Yeah.
But it was.
The production values were good.
Yeah, it was also... this,
they were massively good. Yeah.
It had likeable elements.
Yeah. Gypsy disgrace.
There was some dodgy shit, but the premise itself was okay. If I was pitched this show...
Yeah.
It's defending, like, Quantum Leap.
Yeah. In comparison to this, this is... Oh, God, the...
We can probably imagine that Al from Quantum Leap would say something like bingo, bango, yum, yum time, right?
Yeah. Okay, this show was that character.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, my God! That character made a science fiction show. That's what they would do.
Yeah.
The problem is that Quantum Leap seems to have taken itself seriously, right? And quite frankly... this show is better than that show because it is appalling and it knows it's appalling and it's being appalling. Quantum Leap was specifically trying to be like in a woman's body, dealing with being a woman. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I actually think that this show was better if you're going to compare it to Quantum Leap than Quantum Leap because it addressed the fact that it was terrible.
And by being terrible. I picked that episode because I knew that self-righteous, femininity was cringy.
Yeah.
A lot more offensive than cringy in hindsight, but definitely cringy. But, oh, my God. But that's not comedy, though.
No, that is not comedy.
I don't get a lot of black comedy in it.
Unintentional comedy.
No. Some of it's actually, like, black comedy. It does have black comedy
elements, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, say...
I mean, the melodrama, the whole melodramatic,
it's also, like... Say, at the end of the episode, the space station got destroyed by Mantra's drones, and half the other episodes, it's a 50-50 chance... that the planet will be destroyed by the end of the episode. There's like a 95% chance that all the characters you'll meet will be dead by the end of the episode. And it's just fatalistically, oh, that happens. And some of it's just designed to be black humour, so it is actually funny in some of the episodes.
The characters themselves are absolutely awful, aren't they? I mean, as characters.
Yeah. And some of them get worse.
Terrible characters.
Yeah. Like, the second to last episode, we find the possible guy who can defeat the villain, and he's worse than the horrible, and basically they're just two horrible people being horrible against each other, and you have to select one of them because the other one's destroying the universe. And it's just a horrible show full of horrible people, and you're glad they die by the end of the episode.
Especially if it means you never have to watch anymore.
Oh, man. I think if the show did take itself seriously and had proper ships in it and stuff like that, it would be a terrible show.
Yes.
But because it had the booby ships and stuff and was, like, so bent on being sexually charged, it was just a dumb show.
And I think if this show was from the 70s, you could kind of, you wouldn't excuse it, but you'd say, oh, that's a product of its time. This is from the 90s. Yeah. They should know better. Like, this is not a product of its time. Because there was some quality sci-fi in the 90s.
Yeah. It might just be me. It must be. But I got the sense the show writer did everything there deliberately, but not for the sake of comedy or not for the sake of being amusing. He just did it because he thought it would work well. And that
so you think it was just a misfire?
I just think it was just a misfire. Yeah. That people liked because they thought it was terrible, but the guy named the show after himself.
He was obviously proud of it.
He was obviously proud of it.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, this is brilliant. People like my stuff. And it was, just from what I've heard, I actually doubt that he did it ironically.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy's a, yeah, a Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah. Yeah,
was
this,
our...
yeah.
Well, this, that could be true.
Yeah. We don't know. No, we don't.
Yeah, so that was Lex.
Now I'm just trying to think what good series I can do next time that would be
redeem yourself.
Not necessarily redeem. Like, I intentionally chose a terrible show and you all hated it, so I feel vindicated.
Yeah.
And you know what? You've picked some every year when we recap. Yeah. All your shows are really good.
Like
the production values improved since the episode that I saw.
Oh,
the first series.
The first series.
Oh, that isn't even first. It's made a custom.
This is second series.
It's got renewed for a second season.
The third season is actually better because
it's got a third season
and a fourth.
The fourth. They should have axed it as soon as
they set on the Earth. And I haven't watched that one yet. I watched the third one like a week ago. I was looking for episodes to show, and it's better than this.
Seriously, though, I know I keep saying it, but Bingo Bango Yum Yum Time should have been the moment when they axed that series. I swear.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that in the previous episodes there were equal opportunities.
They were saving the good ones for...
Yeah, I was thinking the previous episodes were... One of them was we get introduced to the planet lady that likes to eat people, and she's able to eat them by getting into some sort of a dream state. And we see their dreams and their like, bizarre, erotic stuff.
Look, but we've all been there, though. You know, it's like, that's just a normal weekend for me, but, you know.
Dreaming about eating people for your erotic gratification.
Cool.
I legitimately think the showrunner has serious problems.
Just
between that woman, the friendly cannibal plant character.
Yeah.
We're not even going to begin to judge Alex for actually having watched the entire series.
I'm not judging you at all.
I've not watched the final series yet. I still think you're going to answer that.
It would be one of those things where you go, I need to know just how terrible the rest of this is. That would be the driving factor, I'd imagine, on watching.
For me, I think if this was marketed as The Room, I'd totally go see this. And I don't think we would be throwing plastic spoons. No. I think we'd be probably throwing some empty kind of marital aid. But...
Just throwing up in general. Oh, this is this scene.
I would rate this as like a second date sort of thing, like when you're trying to get to third base. So you put on something sexually charged that's so terrible that you don't actually want to watch, but then you kind of scooch on over and go, so.
You think this is a Netflix and chill?
Yeah, but like 90s Netflix and chill.
Oh.
Right? Because like... You're watching Star Trek. You don't want to bang someone during Star Trek.
He's done.
Yeah. It's just all I'm thinking now is Lisa saying that this feels like the dodgy porn parody to a real show.
Yeah.
And
it's
just like, you're totally right.
Just because you're right doesn't make it right.
No, absolutely, I agree. It's true.
I think it'd have better luck getting to third base by putting on like a porn parody of a real show and going, oh, this isn't the Star Wars I thought it was.
Hang on. Classic Cult TV Club is not going to start watching porn, okay?
No, like,
We should, though.
Because I had basically the cardboard sets that were awful. Like, it, everything about it was just terrible.
So basically the idea is I'm going to give Gypsy the rest of the episodes. She's going to watch them with you.
No.
She's going to enjoy them. You're going to cringe.
I'm going to watch my own
I did delete them off your hard drive before we began.
I've got a spare on the hard drives. I have lots of hard drives with them all on them, so you can't defeat me.
And they're on YouTube.
Yeah, not on YouTube. Except the ones with, like, nudity in them, because YouTube doesn't like the nudity.
Funny how there's no takedown mark. Yeah. Why is there no takedown? Nobody wants to own it. Okay, well, that was late.
So next year I'm going to get good shows, we're going to enjoy them. And
Thank you, because the good shows were fun to watch. Even though this was deliberate torture, it was still torture.
Alex, if you ever decide to bring something like this to the podcast again, I will be very happy.
I'll try and see what I can find next time.
Yeah, just the pain in everybody is, I think...
But does it give you a tingle?
It does, just watching everybody go, oh, I'm just sitting here going, yeah, that's right. Now you know how I feel when I watch B5, bitches.
You never watched B5.
I watched a little bit of it.
When I left this afternoon, Adrian started watching something on Amazon called Earthtastrophe. Uh-huh. He started watching and I'm like, this feels like very Sharknado. And he's like, oh, I don't know. It's on Amazon Prime. It should be good. And he got about 5 minutes into it and he's like, yeah, this feels very Sharknado. He turned it off and I was like... So, you know, by all means, if anyone out there's watched Earthtastrophe and thinks it's quality, holy crap.
Well, this is for you.
Yeah. There's some doozies out there. So, you know, we'll save them up. And has anyone watched Sharknado or any of those bad?
No.
I haven't watched Sharknado, but I do have a collection of bad, so bad that they're good movies. Maybe I should...
Yeah,
more. Bring them out. We had a bad movie night years ago and we put them all in a hat and drew them out and we all watched Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck's terrible but good.
Yeah, that, well, that's Indiana that type Jones of movie.
And the Crystal Skull wasn't in that hat.
No.
You did the competition
wrong. No.
Okay. Well, we survived today.
Yeah.
What are we doing after this?
It's my turn, isn't it?
It's your turn.
I was thinking Stargate SG-1, but I don't know what episode to do, so I might go with Futurama.
Futurama would be good as a change of pace from sci-fi.
Yeah. And we've been getting Mackenzie into Futurama at the moment and she's really enjoying it. We've been enjoying it again too.
When did Futurama come out?
1993.
Really? I didn't even realise.
Actually, no, they had that television run and then they did some new stuff.
And then they had the movies and then they had and a few more seasons come out. They kind of tried to keep it afloat a few times.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, but to me, I think it's a show that it doesn't get any worse. It doesn't depreciate. I feel like it just keeps it a good
keeps
level
a pace,
all the way.
Yeah. Like legs.
Yeah, that just does. When you're at rock bottom, you can't get any further down.
Yeah. Actually, the original run was from 1990 to 2003, and then they did new episodes from 2008 to 2013. It's well within our purview. You should pick the right episode.
Okay. Well, that was Lex.
Let's do it.
Well, goodbye.
No, let's never do it again.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
So good.